Howdy.
How you doing?
Good. How's it going? A lot of people out here today for no practice. I was going to have Coach Burns do the press conference, but he declined. So we canceled practice today. This team works their rear ends off. They work real hard. They study. I like their attention to detail. I like the way they go about their work. And I felt like I've seen things enough that I need to see this time of the year and get ready to go down to Mankato healthy and get back to work.
Is that the ultimate that says that this was a good spring? You canceled the last workout, that this was a successful spring for the Vikings?
Well, if we'd been crummy, I wouldn't have canceled it, I can tell you that. So, I mean, I don't know. I just like the way this team works, and, I told them that today. I appreciate the way they go about their business. They're dedicated to being a good football team, and so I just felt like they didn't believe me at first. A bunch of them said, did he say go practice or no practice? So they sat up there for a little while, and they weren't sure. Thought it was a joke or a trick. But I felt like I've seen what I need to see.
Mike, these next few weeks, some rest and recreation or some plans for you?
Yeah. My family and I are going on a little trip, and then, I'll be spending some time down at the ranch. I'm going to Dallas, see my other daughter, so... Stuff like that. I'll be working, watching the iPad, a little red wine once in a while.
What's your message to the team when they take off? Because you won't see them for the next 5 weeks.
This time of year, I expect them to be smart. A lot of bad things happen off the field this time of year, and to be smart. And I don't want to get any phone calls about anything. That we have a chance to be a good football team if we'll continue to work. We'll continue to do the things that we do, basically that.
Mike, with the joint practices, what's the big thing that you look to get out of those when you go to Cincinnati?
Well, one really good, we're similar, and so it's not like you have to really prepare that much, especially defensively, but, the one good thing for me is I know their players pretty well, and so when our guys are going against their players, I think I'll be able to have a good evaluation. There's quite a few of them are still there that are playing, so the evaluation part for me would be big.
I mean, is that something that had it been another team that you wouldn't have been as excited about doing it?
Yeah, probably not. Marvin and I have a great relationship. We talk a lot. The players there, I think, I have a lot of respect for the players, and I believe they have respect for me, and so I think we'll be able to practice the right way. There won't be any issues that way, because they know I'll still get after them too.
What would that be like, just being back out on their practice fields, after the time you spent there? Would that feel a little odd or anything?
Nah, not really. I mean, it's 100 yards long. It's like everyone else.
Mike, I know the guys aren't in pads here for mini camps and OTAs, but have you been able to see a difference in the offensive line, how they've worked under Sperano versus previous years?
Yeah, quite a bit. I mean, it's – have you asked any of the players?
About Sperano, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's different, right? I mean, the way they work, the way they do things, everything's different. So, it's different mentality and a different work ethic and, different techniques as well. So, all that stuff, I like it.
Get any fruit snacks from the rookie or?
No, didn't. I didn't get any, but he's probably got enough.
I think so.
How do you kind of evaluate Laquan Treadwell's spring, overall, now that maybe a little bit of a slow start, but coming on or what?
Yeah, I think he had a good spring. guy has a chance to help us. He's got to, you know, this next 5 weeks for him will be big. He gets back in here and he has to be in shape. He has to be, you know, perfecting the routes, the things that he's learned in these OTAs. And I think he's got a chance to be a good player.
Like, do you give these guys individualized workout programs or things to follow in these next 5 weeks to make sure that they come into camp ready to go? Or?
Yeah, well, we give them, you know, the workouts, the running and lifting and things like that, and then, but they've also met. Some of them have met with me, but all of them met with their position coaches and asked, you know, what? Okay, now where do you see me now, and what do I need to do to get improved so when I come back for camp, I'm ready to go.
Mike, are you happy that you were able to set the tone that this team will no longer be able to sneak up on anybody next year based on what you guys did last year?
Well, I'd like to sneak up on people, but, you know, I don't know. We just try to go out and play real good and do the best we can. You know, we probably shouldn't have won as many games last year, and the pressure wouldn't be on me as much, but it is what it is. Coach Grant told me that one time. He said, don't win too many too fast.
Like, how do you identify it?
How's it again?
How do you identify a guy's work ethic? I mean, you're always praising this team for how hard they work, and I would imagine it comes from the start of the selection process.
Yeah, well, you know, I've said this all along. We have guys that like to work, but they're all good guys. You know, the majority of our football team is all really good guys. They care. You know. I was telling one of the coaches in here, you know, our guys love to practice. When you watch them come out here, they're having fun. They're not all, you know, they're not in the locker room complaining and you know, talking about how bad I am or how mean I am or things like that. They just go work, and then, you know, so I'm surprised that they're not sad that we didn't practice today, because they like to practice. This team likes to practice, and I just watch them, you know, compared to other teams or other guys or other players. When they come out here, they compete. I've said this before. You know, the first day I got here, I thought I was going to have to, you know, raise a whole bunch of heck, and I didn't have to. They go about their business and work, and, you know, I think we have a good group, and I think, you know, that credit has to go a lot to Rick with the type of players that he brings in, the type of people that we bring in here. And we're trying, you know, it's important to me that we represent the community and the fans the right way as well.
Like, with Kyle Rudolph kind of getting into a groove with Teddy late last season, did you kind of see him turn a corner at all from where he'd been earlier in the year when he had to kind of help out with the offensive line a little bit more?
I think Kyle does pretty much whatever we ask him to do. You know, he's another great kid. I think Kyle's improved this spring in some of the things that – some of the new things that we're trying to do offensively. And he always works real hard in the passing game. You know, he loves to catch the ball. But he's a great kid. I mean, you know, you could probably go down the list of guys, and I don't think I got anybody I can say this guy's not a good guy.
Where have you kind of seen him improve this spring?
Kyle?
Yeah.
Just overall, you know, he's always caught the ball good. I think he's working a little bit harder on some of his blocking techniques and that stuff. But he practices hard. He looks a little quicker to me, so a little more fluid.
You talked earlier this week about Cordero Patterson's improvement. How much of that was you and others talking to him, and how much was just his looking at the reality? I mean, only 2 catches for 10 yards the whole year last year.
Well, sometimes, and I know everybody gets all upset, but sometimes players understand when they're not playing that in order to play, they have to do things this way or that way. And you know, if you want to play, this is what you have to do. And sometimes it just takes time to learn it. But, you know, and hope, you know, I mean, this is 10 practices or whatever we had, 11 or 12, something like that. So he's got to go down to Mankato and continue to do the same thing.
How have you seen T.J. Clemmings kind of adjusting from, you know, starting all year on the right side to getting a lot of work on the left side?
I think he's done very well. I think T.J. has a chance to be a good football player. You know, he and I'm not too sure the left side is eventually going to be where he plays. You know, we may look at him some more back on the right side. But I think he's improved a lot this spring. Yeah, he works real hard, and he's a heavy-handed guy, can punch good. So those are all good attributes.
I know last year you had him getting some work at guard early on.
Yeah.
In OTAs. Is that still a possibility for him and the flexibility needed?
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt it. He'd probably be a tackle all the time.
With the linebackers, I know you've had some kind of mixing and matching here in OTAs and in minicamp. Is that something where you foresee situational opportunities for guys like Lemoore or Edmund Robinson, or is it just kind of you want to get a better feel for what they can do with the first team?
No, I have a pretty good feel for what most of them can do. You know, we're always trying to use our players the best way we can. You know, Edmund was in there mostly because, you know, Barr was out. So he was in there, and then that was his position. And then, you know, Lemoore was in on a lot of the substitution stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of water going under the bridge before all that has to be figured out.
You've said it was a good spring. Was there anything that maybe you didn't accomplish as well as you had hoped this spring?
Well, we had too many penalties in practice. You know, too many pre-snap penalties, things like that. But I think that part was good. You know, I think the competition between the offense and the defense was good. I think we got a lot of work done with the special teams. And, you know, I think we're ready to go to Mankato.
You expect all the guys that were kind of sitting out here to be ready to go first practices in Mankato?
I anticipate that, yeah, but I don't, you know. Lots of things happen between now and then, but I think they'll all be pretty close.
Based on what you've seen from Adrian this spring, do you want to see him in the preseason?
I haven't really thought about that yet. I don't know that there's a need. You know, some of the different runs that we're running, maybe it might be good to get him a couple reps. But, you know, that's part of the good thing about practicing in Cincinnati. I don't have to see him in live things, but I can see him in other situations. So, I don't know. I'll have to think about that one.
Are those going to be fully padded practices against Cincinnati? Or how do you
the first that? One's padded, and the one the day before the game is shoulder pads.
All right.
Good? All right, thanks.
All right. Enjoy your red wine. You get a drink with Terrence Newman?
No, I don't drink with the players.